Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
A what?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
The chief marketing officer of Sniffies, Eli Martin, is here to have a horny chat about the app itself and maybe some of your own hornery. Eli, tell me the truth. Is your day been gay and exciting, or slutty, or boring and straight?
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me today. I am calling in from my dad's office in Seattle. It has not been gay or slutty yet today, but...
But it's early, Eli. There's so much time for that.
It's early. I'm on the West Coast. Yeah, it's only 11.
Oh, God, I love an early West Coast slutty moment. Here's the deal, Eli. I am so excited to have you on for many reasons. Number one is I think that Sniffies has emerged as the app for gays to have shameless, exciting experiences. But also, you yourself as the chief marketing officer have been ushering in Sniffies into being sure this app that's like amazing for use, but also like a brand. Can we talk about the merch? Can we talk about Cruising Confessions, the podcast?
Yeah.
Can we talk about all of it? You just have really slayed the game, and I want to say mazel tov to you for Sniffies. And I only have people on this pod that I really, really believe in their work. And even though sex can be controversial or divisive, I love to talk about it without shame, and Sniffies is truly leading the game in terms of just like, we are who we are. Now, question one, the holidays seem to be one of the horniest times of year for everyone. Would you agree that the holidays are the horniest, and why do we think that is?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think many of us go back to our parents' houses, home to our childhood homes, back to see family. I think this time of year is always, you know, a little stressful, a little different. And what's a better way to get rid of that stress is to get off. But I think that's always interesting, right? Because like, where do you do that? And how do you make that happen? Luckily, yes, we have Sniffies, but...
Thank God. Well, you're actually bringing up a very good point, which is that the convergence of stress and horn with like inability to practice with your, if you're in your parents' home and you can't take someone back to your childhood bedroom, it creates this sort of tension of how am I going to get off? Where am I going to get off? I mean, I visited my hometown last month, and I will confirm that the horniness levels were high, and I was absolutely cruising your app while I was there.
I think
that Sniffies is having such a huge year, and just to let the listeners know what we're going to get into in this app is the download is basically what Sniffies just released to talk about all the trends you are seeing. We're going to talk about the horniest cities. We're going to talk about what city has the largest swallowing population. We're going to talk about what time of day the cruising is at its highest. But before we do that, will you tell me your entree into working with Sniffies? Because I find that I've looked up all of your socials, and you're like having a really amazing balance of like being like this like fun, hot, gay guy, but also really good taste in leading this brand. How did you join the Sniffies train? What's the backstory there?
So Blake and I, the founder, have known each other since after college, and quickly just like connected on this urge to like, you know, just be ourselves. And I think it became like very apparent early on that we both were into the idea of cruising. But even back then, I don't think I used the word cruising. I just knew that I was just a little bit more okay with sexuality, okay with expressing myself. And yeah, so I think that our friendship just kind of built off of that. So that was early on, but then I moved to New York. My background is in production and advertising, marketing. And so, you know, went through a few agencies in New York, was working at Pepsi for a few years in their Creators League. And then I got this phone call from Blake out of the blue. And, you know, as it goes, you know, when you move and stuff, even though Blake and I were close friends in Seattle, you know, I hadn't talked to him in a really long time, but I saw his name on the phone. And I remember like giving myself like a second. I was like, I wonder what he's calling about. And I had this like feeling it was going to be something interesting. And so, you know, pick up, he's like, Eli, that thing I was like telling you about, it's real. You know, I launched Sniffies and we're starting to get users. And he's like, I just really need someone to run the brand. And I couldn't think of anyone else other than you, you know, to come in and do this. And I was just like ecstatic, you know, and at the time, like there was no even talk of money or anything. It was just like this idea of like doing something that I would love, you know, yeah. Like, I think I was getting over, you know, working for the man a little bit. Working for Pepsi was fun, but at the end of the day, you're just like selling sugar water to like make people fatter. And, you know, it's just like after, you know, that blew off of just being like, cool, it was like a big company or whatever. I was like, you know, I want to do something I'm actually interested in. And working in our space was always kind of an interest of mine. And so right away, I just like jumped in and started putting together ideas and kind of a whole pitch for what I could see our marketing do for Sniffies. Pitched that to him, and you know, I think it was like the next week I started work, and so.
I love that's such a it's so cool to hear the beginnings of it, because from this vantage point, I've seen Sniffies grow to be so big. And again, like, I'm not just buttering your biscuit. The merch that people wear, the content that you all post, it's so much more than just an app. It really is doing work that is a deeper meaning, even to your point about, like, here you go, look at the merch, babe.
Of course, I have to represent.
Hello. I think that when it comes to cruising and, yes, gay sex, I think that people can either roll their eyes or clutch their pearls. But what Sniffies does that I think is revolutionary is being unapologetic about it. In fact, Pinup Magazine had a really great feature with Blake, the founder, and just said some cool things about Sniffies. In fact, Pinup said that Sniffies rejects the love is love, respectability politics that shaped early gay tech, with those benchmarks of assimilation being dating, marriage, monogamy, that ultimately sanitized how its users expressed desire. Sniffies centers the uncensored pursuit of carnal pleasure. Instead of curated profiles, yes, it offers the goods directly. What is it about the act of cruising, though, for you that has always spoken to you? Is there any, like, location of cruising? And I'll make this my only personal, you know, my personal Eli question before we go behind the paywall, sure, in the second half. But
yeah.
What do you have, like, a favorite location or aspect of cruising that really has always gotten you excited?
Yeah, no, I think it's like the opportunity, the rush, you know, and it's something that you can't actually get from a relationship. You can't get from dating, you know, and cruising is all about your desire and finding something in that very moment. And usually it's probably somewhere where you're not expecting it. Or if you are, it's maybe a public space or something like that. And I think there's something that feels inherently naughty about that, right? So you're like,
yes,
you're like, wow, like, you know, have you ever caught someone's eye, like, looking at you and it's like immediately been turned on? It's just like that rush, I think, is just like so exciting. And so for me, like, I don't know, I think that's so invigorating. It's just like something that's so exciting. I think I certainly have had times in my life where I've even been out and about and kind of only had sex maybe in like places other than at home. We'll just put it that way.
Sure.
For long periods, and only because it's just like something where you're like, okay, this is just like fun. It's different. You don't need to take that mess home with you, you know? But I think when you're saying like actual places, even outside of Sniffies, I think just like public spaces and being nude, like in a locker room, and places like that is something that feels so freeing to me.
Oh, yeah.
Just like putting yourself out there, checking other guys out, like sizing yourself up. And there doesn't even necessarily have to be something sexual that happens, it's just like that intensity can be enough sometimes.
Oh my
I
God. Well,
think,
that's partly why like an airport to me is so horny. I think that there's
yeah.
like everyone is so like on the way. Everyone's in the middle of going somewhere or ordering something or maybe standing at the urinal. It's just there's something so
Yes.
divine about being around people that you don't know, but you can just let the glance do a lot of the getting to know, if you will. But I
Absolutely.
think if we do get into the download for a second, for the people who don't know, basically Sniffies just released all these really cool looks at data over the past year for what you have found on the app worldwide. I think it kind of goes without saying that Sniffies has grown a lot in the last year. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's growing every month. I mean, it's like
Yeah.
so exciting. Every month is our best month, looking at this data. It's yeah. And so, yes.
So we love to see that. We celebrate the growth of people having delicious sex, no matter where they are. One of the things that the download has stated is the most popular day of the week to cruise is a Monday. The most popular time of day to cruise is a 1 p.m. moment. So lunch cruising is still in. And I like that the app is not sort of taking away from gay culture, as some people have said that whether it's Grindr or Scruff is like hurting nightlife. What you and Blake have both said is that it's actually adding more humanity to the experience by passing somebody on the street, wondering if you can actually make something happen with them, and you can actually find them on the app potentially,
Yeah.
and then make it happen there.
Absolutely. One thing I want to point out too, just about Sniffies is for you to actually have experiences. I think so many of these other apps, including things like Instagram, Facebook, even the non-dating hookup apps, like they just suck you in. You're
Yeah.
like just looking at it, you're going through this feed. It's like that kind of brain rot thing that's happening right now. And so Sniffies is the opposite, right? So the whole idea is for us to give you those experiences and sometimes making places more popular than they would be otherwise. And so, like you're
Hot.
saying with, these random parks, but also even like a gay club, and in the past they used to say that these other apps were killing gay nightlife. But now you can look on Sniffies and actually see not only gay bars where people are hanging out, but straight bars where they're having, a DL night or some random guys that checked in. And I had a really fun one actually by my old apartment in Clinton Hill that would have these nights, and it would be like Thursday nights, and it always just like light up on Sniffies, and it was
Huh.
just like so fun, and you could even go in and start chatting with folks on the wall of the place and be like, oh, how is it tonight? Like, what are you up to? But the whole point, like I was trying to make, is we often are making, these experiences, we're making them better, and making them more apparent or more open, and just creating more moments for these connections that might not have existed prior to Sniffies being around.
Which we love. I also just had a full zoomed out moment of realizing that you are calling from your parents' home talking about
Yes.
cruising
Yeah.
and gay sex. And I just want to say I'm obsessed with how far we have come.
Yeah.
And I want to celebrate that. I also want to celebrate
Yes.
the city that has emerged as the global capital of swallowers. Tell me, Eli. Were you surprised to find out that Melbourne, Australia has the most swallowers on this planet?
I've never been, so I was surprised. This year was really interesting too, because the data is the data, but you have to figure out how to analyze it and like how it can figure out these things. So it wasn't like we were just like, oh, this just like appeared. We were just like, okay, let's like look at, some places where Sniffy is popular or whatever, and just like see, what interactions are the most popular in these places, And so Melbourne came up, and we're like so excited to see that is chosen. You know, it's chosen from this like long list of, you know, interactions in the app. And a cool thing about Sniffies is our profiles have, you know, all these different ways to describe what you're looking for, what you're into, your kinks, your fetishes, your interactions, you know, and so this is one of them. But even with swallowing, so I think we have, it's like, you know, receive, give, or no, sorry, so it's oral, and it's like receive, give, and the last one's oral, swallow. And so the fact that people are picking that one also, all those other choices is very specific.
Well, I ask a lot of people that come on this series for the podcast, I ask if they prefer to suck or be suckhead. And I think that it really is cool to see like hard data about the people who are proudly sucking and swallowing. And we shout out our brothers and our sisters and everyone in between down under. And I want to thank the Melbourne suckers and swallowers for their service. And I know that many a D are thrilled to be housed in your throats. I also want to, talking about data and information that I find it so interesting how you measure it. You have a list in the download about the most confident cruisers. The cities with the most confident cruisers are Vegas, New York City, and then Sao Paulo. How are we measuring confident cruisers? What does that look like?
A lot of these come down to the amount of messages that go back and forth to like a data point that might give us knowledge that there might have been a connection, you know, in some way. And so this is all anonymous, by the way we look at this stuff. But but so, you know, when we can look at that, that only, you know, so many messages led to potential meetup, you know, we know that, you know, maybe they're a little bit more confident there in what they're looking for and how to get
it. Good for, well, listen up, everyone listening. If you're in Vegas, New York, or Sao Paulo, Brazil, you are probably getting laid more than everyone else. So we shout you out. For people who are curious, I just, again, find these to be so interesting. SF has led the way not only in the most group activity, but also the most used underwear enthusiasm. You also have the horniest city in the U.S. is Atlanta, where I will be flying to tomorrow to see my in-laws for Christmas. So thank you for that information, Eli. We also have we also have London leading in jockstrap lovers. We also have the most popular kink. I'm going to give you a quiz. Eli, remember, what is the most popular kink that Sniffies has told us?
Most popular kink. Well, first, can I quiz you? So
please.
What's different? What's the difference between a kink and a fetish?
Okay. Thank you so much for quizzing. The difference between a kink and a fetish, oh God, what a tough question. I'm going to say a fetish is a fixation on something that is non-sexual, and a kink is something we do like that is based in a sexual practice. How did I do?
You did okay. So, but I think when you said the non-sexual, you're thinking of like, so they say like non-genital for fetish.
Sure. Non-genital. So, okay.
So fetish is, think of it as a thing. So here's like the example. And then a kink is like the interaction or how it's going to go down. And so a good example I always give is a fetish would be like wrestling singlets. Then a kink would be wrestling.
A fetish would be a rubber suit, and then a kink would be getting peed on in that suit.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're a good teacher, Eli.
You're always going to remember now. Always. So yeah, the top kink, which I remember only because it was last year as well, but was it edging again this year?
It was, Eli Martin. Edging. Well, then lead us into the spiciest part of this conversation where we talk more personally. And in fact, behind this paywall, I'm going to talk about maybe a couple of my sniffy stories because, again, I talk the talk and walk the walk. I really, really am a fan of the app. So the first question, as we get into our spiciest part of this conversation, Eli, do you have any personal stories that ring true when it comes to either being a dating moment, a hookup moment, maybe a time you used Sniffies, maybe a first boy-boy kiss that was really exciting? Any part of Eli Martin's history that will give us an insight into your horny gay-ass brain?
I think going back to like when I kind of knew I was gay is like, you know, so I grew up in Seattle by Green Lake, and mm-hmm. it's a very like fit city, you know, and especially by Green Lake, it's like a lot of people exercising, running the lake and whatever. And so like as a young kid, I spent a lot of time there, and I just remember this fixation on the male bulge that happens where it'd be like these guys like running the lake, you know, in spandex, you know, or short shorts, and like just trying to like look at those shorts, and that just kind of like, I just remember in the car, even driving by the lake, just like glued, like watching people like run and,
oh my,
you know,
God. Do you remember? For the rest of this interview, head to Substack, linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's G-Min Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing, and you should go check it out at substack.com/@EricWills, linked in the description. I love you. Bye.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.